Well, the debate, the final presidential debate, was last night, and we're looking for analysis this morning from a local perspective. Right now, we turn to Robert Mills, Special Assistant for Government Relations at Damon College. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. You watched the debate last night. Your thoughts, what jumps out at you?
Well, it's interesting. It was very interesting that for the first 30 minutes, Donald Trump probably had the Speaker, Governor Pence, and others standing and cheering because of the questioning from Chris Wallace. He focused in on the first four major issues that really highlight traditional conservative values. So he talked about the Supreme Court, the Second Amendment, talked about abortion, and then was heading into immigration when things started to sort of break up into different discussions between the two candidates. I thought that Donald Trump did a good job on the Supreme Court issue. He towed the conservative line on Second Amendment and abortion. And I think for that first 30 minutes, it looked like it might be a traditional conservative versus progressive kind of debate. After that, I think, though, it started to peel off into some of the more sporadic dialogue with the issue of immigration. And both candidates drifted into other issues, including Vladimir Putin. The door was open for Hillary Clinton to talk about the undocumented workers on Trump Tower, Russian hackers, and then morph into a discussion of foreign policy. So I think for 30 minutes, it was a pretty traditional debate, and after that, it got much more complex.
And unfortunately, because of that, some issues did get lost. And I know one issue that is of importance here in Western New York is veterans affairs, and that's something that you have some particular expertise on. What about these two candidates when it comes to that?
Unfortunately, for the second hour, it looked as though they were just sort of nibbling at issues, and they didn't really get into deep issues. But on the veterans issue, taking a look at Mr. Trump's plan, he has a 10-point plan that has a very, very heavy emphasis on trying to go after employees who mistreat veterans, making it difficult for them to continue to be employed if they don't properly treat veterans. He wanted to create a commission on investigating fraud, waste, and abuse. He wanted to increase the number of mental health care professionals and so forth. Hillary Clinton, on the other side, was very much in favor of, was actually against, opposing the privatization of the VA health system. She wanted to create a new framework for handling the issue of mental health and so forth. It's very interesting that this is apropos for this area because our region has one of the highest concentrations of veterans in the state. There are about 921,000 veterans in the state of New York, and Erie County has the second highest concentration of veterans among counties in the state. So the issue of veterans and how we're going to care for them, do a better job of treating the issue of mental health, addressing PTSD, the epidemic of suicides, is something that is extremely important. And unfortunately, neither candidate during the debate last really focused in on that. That's a key issue going forward for Western New York, no question about it.
And then finally, as somebody who has a very impressive and long resume inside government, as you do, I look at the Donald Trump candidacy, and I don't want to necessarily specifically point this out, whether or not he wins or loses, but the idea that there most certainly is an anti-government element to that. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I'm just wondering, as somebody who works in government and looking at the millions of supporters that Mr. Trump has, I'm just curious, do you see a disconnect? Is there a legitimate disconnect between government and the common public?
I think that's absolutely correct. I worked in Washington. I worked in the Senate for 15 years with three presidents in office. And as I left to come to Buffalo, I certainly noticed a major schism and dysfunction between the two parties. And I think what you're seeing with the Trump campaign is there was a big opening because of the dysfunction in Washington, allowed someone who was an outsider, total outsider businessman with no government experience to come in and address that very issue of why people are so unhappy with their government. Yes, they rely on government for things like disaster assistance when there's hurricanes and things like that. But I think that the overall dysfunction and concern about They're not listening to us. They're not responding to our needs. Left a wide opening for Mr. Trump and has made it possible for him to be where he is now as the Republican nominee. So I think there's a legitimate concern among average folks that the government is not listening and not addressing their needs, and that's going to have to be something that over the next 2 weeks, I think both candidates are going to have to really hone that message.
Robert Mills is Special Assistant for Government Relations at Damon College. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.